A reading from Matthew 10, 21-23. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm in the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. Truly I tell you, you will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes.
One of the stereotypical or kind of unfamiliar way of looking at the Bible is totally disregard what Jesus is saying here. Jesus, meek and mild, this is the cliche. But Jesus is a realist. He knows what the world is like. He knows that conflict is at the heart of the human condition. And here it is so boldly put out, and it's so easy to reject this because in our fantasy life we don't want to believe that this can happen. And yet Jesus has said this time and again. He says it in the Sermon on the Mount. He predicts exactly what's going to happen. And that to the extent you are following Jesus, the world is going to, in innumerable ways, come against you.
Yeah, well, the way that the gospel was sold, and I use the word sold particularly in America for probably 30, 40 years, was come to Jesus and it will all go well for you. And the truth of the matter is, come to Jesus and life gets complicated. Now you have a calling, you have a conscience to your living. There are choices that have to be made that have moral, ethical, spiritual implications. And Jesus is once again telling his followers, following me is not going to be easy. There's going to be a lot of opposition. People aren't going to be delighted to hear what you have to say, or even observing your lives is going to, at times, feel contradictory to them because you're living in a different direction.
What period was that concept being propagated that you just mentioned?
Well, right after, you know, the baby boomer thing, the 1950s, 60s, 70s, that was the expression. The more wealth we had, we made our gospel fit into our cultural, social milieu rather than allowing the gospel to speak against that in some ways. And so, you know, back to what we talked about a few days ago, one of the highest American values is happiness and comfort. And we are given to achievement and to success and all of those things. And the gospel, in many ways, stands against that. And Jesus is warning them, this isn't going to be an easy road for you. And you shouldn't be surprised when these things happen.
So some aspects of the church, some denominations may have been co-opted by the ruling class or by the economic class, which is kind of the same thing.
Absolutely. We see this throughout history. This is not just unique for America. We're not slapping America around. We're slapping every context where Christianity became the norm and easy, and all of a sudden the impetus to be fully abandoned to God becomes lost. You know that you're in a place of growth when there's no longer a social advantage to be a Christian, and there's no social advantage to be associated with the group of Christ followers that you walk with. And there was no advantage in Jesus' day. That meant everything went against you.
This is kind of summarized in a very short verse in the Old Testament. When King Ahab, who had all the power, has Elijah coming to him, and he calls Elijah the troubler of Israel.
What we need in our lives are some clear troublers, some people who disturb us so that we think about reality as it is.